Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, will you be so kind and answer a few questions for me? These reports go to the Congress so they know what the community wants. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Okay, that's great. Now, let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just to be sure, we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
African-American.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay, thank you. If you don't mind, what can I ask, what's your age?
74.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What would you say?
I can't use 20.
No, 10 means extremely motivated. But
like
you could
I said,
use.
I can't use 20, so I'll use 10.
Okay, great. Very good. Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely will you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Extremely closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, great. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Mostly approve.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Headed under Joe Biden?
Yes.
And the second choice was satisfied?
That's correct, sir.
And the first choice was very satisfied, is that correct?
Correct, sir.
Well, I'm going to go for number two, satisfied.
Okay, great. Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, reducing crime, combating division and racism, making college more affordable, and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation, and lowering the cost of goods. You could choose two of them.
I can't choose two because all of them are important.
Okay. What would you think the two most important would be?
I'm trying to say because right now I think there's so many things that are important. But
yes,
certainly, you know, if you only want two, that's pretty tough to choose only two.
Yes.
Give me the list again.
Improving kindergarten to 12 public school of education. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Border security. Reducing crime. Combating division and racism. Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation, and lowering the cost of goods.
Ooh, man. Okay, so definitely keeping guns out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them. Definitely that one.
Okay.
Yeah. And let's see, how would I even begin to select the second one? Did you say something about the economy?
Yes, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Yeah, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, yes. I'll take that one as the second one.
All right, great. All right, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard, you can let me, of the person or organization, please say so. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
0?
I give him a 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
I give her a 90.
Okay. Give me one second. Okay. Tim Scott.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden.
85.
Okay. Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
Say that name again. I'm not understanding you.
J-I-L-L-S-T-E-I-N. He pronounces
Stein.
Yes.
Jill Stein.
Yeah, Jill Stein, I'm sorry.
50.
50? Okay.
50, 5-0.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
70.
Republicans in Congress.
10.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, we're already at 50%. We halfway, okay? And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump. For whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes,
a lot? A lot?
I am very
or some?
Informed. I am a lot.
Okay.
I'm very informed.
Okay.
Very
right,
current.
Thank you. Thank you for your answer.
Doing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your answer. And has what you heard, read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
What was your second choice?
Somewhat more favorable.
That's the one. I'll take that. Somewhat.
Oh, okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Yes. I've read information. I've seen evidence of information that makes me more favorable. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes, I've read, seen, and heard too much about what he's doing.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Somewhat more unfavorable? Much more unfavorable?
I did not believe that I could be any less favorable, but I am even more less favorable than I was before I heard everything.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump? It's a question.
Say that question again.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
His pandering to black folks, trying to say that he is gaining more black support, that he is pro-black, when in fact he is just simply a liar from the word go. He's a liar, and I have no regard for him at all.
Yeah.
I think he's the worst human being that breathes air. I'm ashamed to be on the earth with somebody that despicable.
I got you.
Things he says about women, black folks, Hispanics, Asians, working class, what he says about the military, how they are suckers and losers. I have no place in my heart or mind for an individual that despicable.
I understand you. Thank you for your answer. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Stagnant wages and rising costs. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Rising crime and violence. The lack of quality education opportunities. Donald Trump getting elected president again.
So my tops on the list is white supremacy, and second is Donald Trump getting elected. Those would be the two things that I'm concerned about the most.
Okay. the rights of white, no, the rights of white supremacy, and Donald Trump getting elected president again. Okay, got it. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. And will Biden, Trump be much better at dealing with the issue or just somewhat better? So, rising crime and violence.
Joe Biden will be the best one to handle that.
Okay. Much better or somewhat much or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
The Supreme Court has already started to do that because of Donald Trump. His appointees, the justices that he has appointed, have already started rolling back rights and freedoms. So it's already underway. And okay. I'm concerned about it getting even worse. I don't know how much worse it can get, but certainly if he's elected again, I know it can get worse. It can get worse with him not even being elected.
Okay. So, Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better, or don't know?
How can you form a question to saying that the Supreme Court rolling back anything is going to be much better? That question that you're asking is not even a reasonable question, sir.
Okay, I totally understand your point of view. It's just on the survey, so I have to ask. We could put down don't know, if you like.
Put down anything that Donald Trump touches will turn to trash.
Okay.
Put that down.
All right. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Joe Biden will be the best person to handle that.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Joe Biden needs to step in and do more to stem the tide and thwart the efforts of white supremacists.
Gotcha. Growing the U.S. economy.
Joe Biden's already doing it, and he should continue to do what he's doing.
Fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden's already doing it, and he should continue to do what he's doing.
Great. Okay, thank you so much, sir. We already at 70%, okay? We're going to do this faster because I don't want to take too much of your time. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much more favorable? Less favorable? Okay.
Less. I'm disappointed in Joe Biden with the Israel situation.
Okay. Somewhat less favorable or much less?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Very fair, somewhat fair. Somewhat unfair, very unfair.
Very fair.
Very fair, okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? And is that strongly agree or disagree or somewhat agree or disagree?
How about I think that that statement is bullshit?
Okay. So strongly disagree. No problem. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
Very often.
Okay, great. So we already 90%. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or other?
Other.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
College graduate.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. 93. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Approximately half.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really appreciate it. You have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
So my check's in the mail, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my thought. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, sir.